If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He is the man, the myth, the legend. He is Daryl Ryder. He's powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how was it?
It was the Kevin Stefanski of Kevin Stefanski press conferences. you get the sense, right? I mean, the change is coming. He is sidestepping every big picture question that he is being asked. And I think part of it is because, well, he may not even be involved in the big picture. So, here we are.
I feel like the way you worded that, man, was the same exact way that Lucy Van Pelt did of all the Charlie Browns. You're the Charlie Browniest.
Yeah,
pretty much. That's literally what just happened.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. But, final Wednesday press conference of the season. Will it be his final Wednesday press conference as Browns head coach? Stay tuned Sunday night.
Daryl, I joked about this when he was asked about, why Zach Zinter hasn't really been able to crack the starting lineup or get more reps or whatever, that his explanation was, well, there's been guys in front of him. To me, like, I had to laugh, not being in the press conference room, being in the studio, I have the ability to do that. I was kind of laughing because I just, like, that was maybe the biggest line of BS he's ever fed us, Daryl. Like, the guy's a third-round pick from last year. He's been a healthy scratch on many game days this year. Meanwhile, the offensive line's been in complete turmoil with injuries here, injuries there. I don't know. I guess, what did you make of that response specifically? And Zach Zinter, I guess, getting a shot here to show what he can do, despite the fact that we kind of know what he can do.
Well, here's the thing. He may not be getting that shot because he wouldn't commit to him for Sunday, right? I mean, with Tevin Jenkins dealing with the concussion protocol, he wouldn't even commit to him for Sunday. It would have been nice if Kevin would just go out with a flamethrower and just be like, I'm not playing him because he isn't any good, but I didn't draft him.
Oh, Daryl, I would sign up for the Kevin Stefanski Festivus press conference. Oh, my God, it would be outstanding. If he got up there on Friday and just sat down and went, all right, I'm going anyway. Got a lot of problems with you people, and you're about to hear them. It would be awesome.
I know. It'd be so good, but just not who he is. But you know what? I would pay good money for it. I really would.
I would pay fantastic money for him to go Frank Costanza and just legitimately stand up right there and go, Zach Zinter, he's not playing because he's any good. I don't know what you want me to tell you. We're doing our best. You can take a horse to water. What do you want? Like,
I would love it. Someone put some true serum in his water for him.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so going into this game.
Hey, is Shador, those seven starts enough to tell if you got something here? I don't know. I ain't going to be here. What do I care?
Can I ask real quick, Daryl, because we were obviously on the Zoom on Monday, and Kevin, he was asked point blank about whether he wants to still be here, and I thought his answer was interesting. To me, as you sort of talk about, like, him, answering things, and it seems like there's some tea leaves there and some things to read into in terms of, like, how he's responding to things about, like, big picture. Did it feel like I've kind of felt like the way he's talked about his football team and, like, I'm really proud of how they've played and they keep fighting and blah, blah, blah. And I know the guys in that room, like, these are lines he continues to use. And then that combined with that answer on Monday, it just feels like he really is trying to, in the most Kevin Stefanski way possible, like, just worry about coaching a football team and disassociating with whatever's going on in the front office and the decisions that they're going to maybe make about his future. Do you feel that too?
Yeah, not only that, but, I'm sorry, you wanted the second overall pick in the draft? Here's a couple of wins.
Dude, it crossed my mind. You
will not get the second overall pick and like it.
Would you trade up for the second overall pick?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not trade. No. I'm not convinced that. I'm in the play Shador Sanders corner here next year. I would not trade up for a quarterback in this draft. I would use those top three picks to fortify the offensive line and bring in a wide receiver who can actually catch a football and stands more than 6 feet too tall. So that's what I would do with those picks. And then you give Shador next year to see if he can do it or not. Then, guess what? If he can't do it, you know where you're going to be in 2027, and that's right there back at the top of the draft, able to pick one of the many quarterbacks they say will be coming out in 2027.
If Kevin Stefanski does get the win on Sunday, Daryl, do you think it changes the writing on the wall?
No. I think the decision has been made.
And it would mean improvement. I mean, Jimmy Haslam said you can't win three games again.
I think the decision's been made. Okay. Now, what's out there is that no decision has been made, but here's the thing. You don't get to this point in the season. You don't start looking at head coaching candidates. You don't start exploring front office adjustment if you're going to just run it back in 2027, right? So I think whatever decision needs to be made has been made, and I think that that's just where they're at.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the show, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, you mentioned the, exploring both potential coaching candidates.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
But also front office readjustments. And I know that report came from Josina Anderson, and she specifically mentioned Chris Greer and Tom Telesco.
Give me Tom Telesco yesterday, please. He can draft.
Yeah. Well, the thing I was going to ask, though, because when I saw, senior management positions, is the way that she worded that, and we know there's also a history with Tom Telesco and Andrew Berry, because Telesco hired Andrew Berry for the first time in the NFL. Yeah. Did you read that into that as this could be a replacement for Andrew Berry? Did you read into that like, hey, maybe we're looking for our new Paul D. Podesta, who's going to work closely with Andrew Berry, and these guys are kind of part of this front office structure together?
Here's what I think is going to happen. I don't think Andrew Berry's going anywhere, but I think they're going to change his title, and then I think they're going to bring in some front office help. Because, D. Podesta's infrastructure is here. Obviously, Andrew Berry is intimately involved with that, right? Mm-hmm. And what was left behind. You maintain your continuity there. But also, too, you can say to fans, hey, we're bringing in some more help to help us in the talent evaluation process because we've got a very important draft coming up. Yes, we hit big in this past draft. That's a big reason we're keeping Andrew. But also, at the same time, we recognize that the talent acquisition over the last 6 years has not been at a level that's allowed us to maintain a consistent winner here in Cleveland. So we're making this adjustment. Like, that is something you can sell to fans and make sense. So I believe that that's what's going to happen. And then Andrew and whomever he decides to bring in to kind of help him out in the front office and not so much take a Paul D. Podesta's role, but just, just to kind of help him out. I feel like, they'll work together to bring in whoever the next head coach is going to be here. But that's what I think is ultimately going to happen with this. I don't think Andrew Berry's going anywhere, even though I do kind of feel like he should be held as accountable as Kevin Stefanski is.
I agree. And that setup, does that essentially make like Andrew Berry the new Paul D. Podesta, you think? Is that kind of how you're envisioning this?
No.
Okay.
No, because Paul D. Podesta was, he had his tentacles in just about every corner of the Haslam Sports Group empire there.
Okay.
Everyone assumed, and listen, this is how the Browns do things, right? Nobody knows who's responsible for anything. They have plausible, Like, there's no definitive answer who brought in Deshaun Watson. There's no definitive answer on
who ordered the code red.
Who is going to, who picked Shador Sanders, right, on day three of the draft and made that decision, whatever. They just have this, it's just this gray area,
Yeah.
So when you have that, it makes it really, really hard to be like, okay, that person's responsible, that's the guy we're going to blame, for it. Kind of complicates things, but I don't, Paul D. Podesta was not picking players for Andrew Berry. Okay. He That's not what he did. And I think that there's a misperception of that out there, that that's what Paul was doing, that, you know, he was the one coaching the football team on Sunday. He was the one picking the players on, you know, during the draft and free agency and things like that. No, that what he was in charge of is gathering the data surrounding those situations. Hey, here's your probabilities for this situation, that situation. Here's how many times they, you know, the opponent shows this look on this down and this distance and this, that, and the other. Like, that's what Paul really worked at. He also worked on the financial side of things for the Haslams as well. So, I don't think that Andrew Berry's would take one of those type of roles. His title right now is, I believe, Executive Vice President of Football Operations and General Manager. Okay, I think I got all the words in there. I could see now where they just name him President of Football Operations, and then you can bring somebody in as a GM or as a, quote, Vice President of Football Operations, or, you know, so, you know what I mean, like, listen, the Cleveland Browns aren't good at winning. They're very good at fancy titles. I'm sure they'll find a nice fancy title for whoever Andrew Berry decides to bring him in, in that front office.
You're not wrong, Daryl. If there's one thing those guys can do, it's put together a long list of job titles that look really good on a business card. That is for darn sure. Are you worried at all when it comes to the Browns, though, that this is just going to turn into almost like a Tennessee Titans type of situation where you're going to move on from the coach and then next year you're going to move on from the GM? Because if that's the case, then forget it. Just blow it up now.
No, because I think that, like I said, they're going to make adjustments to the front office that will negate that necessity. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that adjustment, I believe, will be made in conjunction with finding a new head coach. That's just my, you know, my belief. And I want to make it clear, like, I'm not trying to run Kevin out of town. Okay. I'm a big Kevin Stefanski fan. I know folks don't like that. I think he's a good coach, but I also feel like he's done all he can do here. He's done really good work here at times. He's not exactly been put in a position to be successful a lot of times as well. And so, you know, I think that this is going to be one of those situations where they make a change for the sake of, you know, bringing in a fresh set of eyes and, you know, a fresh voice to the locker room, even though it's very, very clear this team has not tuned him out. This team has not quit on him in any way, shape, or form.
Well, a very happy new year to you, Daryl. Enjoy the college football games.
You too, guys.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.